conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
Put your hands in the air if you go hard.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food fellowship and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up. If you go hard.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Put your hands in the air if you go pop.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food fellowship and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival. If you go hard, blow your sets in the air, blow them up. If you go hard.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wednesday morning. If you're just starting out, it's 7:42 local time, 8:42 Eastern. Today, of course, is June 18th. And if you're traveling in via our highways and interstates, as we were traveling in earlier, it was foggy. It was good, dense fog. But of course, as we got closer to the city, the fog burns off and you can begin to see the sun shining. But we want to encourage you that if you are en route, make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. School buses are on the route. Not that many, but there are some school buses rolling. So we want to remind you to be mindful, to slow down, stay engaged. Watch out for yourself as well as others. Lots of people on bicycles this morning and walking. We're seeing lots of foot traffic. That's really, really critical, especially in times of dense fog where you may be are unable to see those people on the sides of highways and on the sides of streets and roads. So please be mindful. Every single morning, we encourage you to be mindful and to do a little bit better today than you did yesterday and the day before on those mobile devices. So really what we've surmised is that if people get just a little bit better, then maybe it won't be nonstop as you're traveling in the whole morning. You're answering text messages or you're sending emails. It's just way too dangerous. We're not foolhardy enough to know that people, to think that people are going to put down completely their devices. So what we've done is we've said progress instead of perfection. Get a little bit better today than you were yesterday. And when you understand the dangers, the inherent dangers of using those devices when you're behind the wheel, it makes everybody safer. It makes you safer. It makes others around you safer. So please be mindful as you're traveling in and be mindful that kids are out for summer vacay. A lot of kids in your own communities, kids coming into grandmothers, kids coming into town. They're out about, they're playing, they're riding bicycles, they're having a good time. And most importantly, they're not watching out for us in vehicles. So that means that we've got to be careful. We've got to watch out for them as they're not watching out for themselves. So those are just those housekeeping things that we do in the morning to remind you to stay on point, to stay engaged. Take your time and get there. And remember, we ask you to give yourself enough time every single morning because early is on time, and on time is late. And so when you're just running on time, you are running. You are running so that you won't be late. So just food for thought, just something that you can take in and consider as you're getting ready for your morning. We're winding down the week already, and not only the week, but we're winding down the month. And I tell you, lots going on. The San Antonio Spurs, D.C., they had their big parade, their big celebration. We're still sort of feeling like we got a little bit jilted with the series ending early. But again, big kudos, big shout out, big congratulations to the Spurs. They did that. They did it convincingly. And you know what? We're super excited for them. And so we're moving on into the next things, as I'm sure that you are as well. And you know, as we're moving into the next things, just a thought I wanted to share with you guys this morning. You know, as we were meditating and getting ready for our morning and getting ready for our day, we just got this sense in the spirit that God was saying to us, and the universe was saying, sometimes you just have to be still. Sometimes you have to be still, and you have to get comfortable with the unknowing. You know how as people, we want to know the next thing. We want to know what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. Well, this morning, we just got a deep sense of you just got to be still. You got to trust God and the universe. And most importantly, you've got to trust the process. And for many of us, that is the hardest thing to do, is trusting the process. I don't care who you are, where you're going, what you're doing. We all have a process. Now, as I am sharing this with you, I am also reiterating this to myself, because I am one of those people that wants to know when, how much longer. Okay, what's the next step? And so this morning, what I am doing, you know, we've been talking to a lot of people that have been talking about instincts, that have been talking about meditation. And meditation means a lot of different things for a lot of different people. For us, it means, well, for me, because I don't want to speak for DC, because his meditations are really, really deep and profound. But for me, my meditations are just trying to be present, to be still, and to listen to the universe. And I'm going to tell you, DC has been telling me, he said, Carlette, when you don't hear anything, because see, everybody is on the fast track to the next thing. In fact, we have created a society that if you're not busy, you're really not doing much if you're not busy. Everybody is busy, right? And so when we have to put down our busyness because we're waiting for the next thing, it takes a deep sense of patience in waiting. For most of us, waiting is one of the hardest things. And so DC said to me, he said, Carlette, if you don't hear anything and you haven't heard anything, that means not to do anything. And that is another challenge. What do you mean, don't do anything? It means just that. It means be still. Be patient and try to find the comfort right where you are. It's Wednesday. We're winding down the week. You're on point, and this segment is sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS. Making patients better, faster is our top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. You can phone for an appointment, 318-445-9700. That's for varicose veins. That's if you're having trouble with your legs and you think that there's blockage. Let me tell you, they provide so many services. And I'm going to tell you, if you're having pains and you're not sure, you need to phone 318-445-9700 and they'll check it for you. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices. He's been serving Central Louisiana for 4 decades. I'm going to tell you, he's right on point. He's representing the people with competence. And that's so important, professionalism, but most importantly, caring about the people that he serves and represents. The number to phone,
9537. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Serving Alexandria and surrounding areas, it is hurricane season for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. And as we talk about hurricane season, that's what's on point this morning. Making sure that we're all prepared and understand what we need through hurricane season. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in the parish. Their number, 800-833-4195. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:50 local time, 8:50 Eastern. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th. From 11 till 1 that day, everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Put your hands in the air if you go high.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food, fellowship, and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up. If you go hard.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's 7:57 local time, 8:57 Eastern, and we have been talking about, really just reminding you, actually, about hurricane season. Well, it is always our great pleasure to partner with the American Red Cross. Been here since 1917, doing amazing things in and around our community. The American Red Cross is where people mobilize to help our neighbors, across the street, across the country, and across the world. And here talking about hurricane season, all the things that are coming up, and all the things that we need to know as a community and as a people about the Red Cross and what they're doing, is our good friend, David Malonson from the Red Cross. David, good morning, and always welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. I always love to be here. I think I told you guys before we went on, it is absolutely enlightening and empowering and uplifting, the three words that you guys use to describe your show when you're listening on the other side of this microphone. You know, I get the great pleasure of seeing you guys and meeting you guys. Most folks don't get that pleasure, but hopefully, and I know that it comes through the airwaves, your personality and your spirituality and your witness and who you are.
Well, that
and that's
blesses
really
us.
Important to people who are out there driving in their car, rushing on their way to work, you know, to hear that great inspirational message just to get the day going. And just to clarify for you, I have not been here since 1917. Red Cross has been here. I have not been here
absolutely
that long,
absolutely,
obviously.
Absolutely. But you are here, and you're doing an incredible job at really informing the public and putting information out there that, you know, we kind of know, we know about it, but we really need to become more about it.
Well, you know, now is the time to get prepared for hurricane season. Everybody starts thinking about getting prepared for hurricane season once hurricane season starts.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case with the Red Cross. We do this 365 days a year. I use the analogy, you can't build a fire truck on the way to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we work you know, not have happened. Mm-hmm. We work on training people all year round. And folks who are listening should adopt that mentality, too, that I need to be prepared for emergencies all the time.
Right.
And not just during hurricane season.
And what we see is that when we see a storm moving our way, we see tons, like a deluge of people headed to every store, buying up all the water, buying up all the, you know, non-perishable goods, that, you know, the flashlights, and you know, it's almost mayhem. And so we see that, but now what we're trying to do is help people to get acclimated before a storm is moving.
Absolutely. Emergency preparedness is something that should be on everybody's mind 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, we're talking about hurricanes now because it's hurricane season, and, you know, bless our friends at KLB and some of the other media outlets. As soon as June 1st gets here, the top story on the news is,
absolutely,
it's hurricane season and we need to be prepared. Well, you need to be prepared all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we automatically think of hurricanes, but we have to think more broadly than that. You know, believe it or not, for the American Red Cross, the most prevalent disaster that we deal with is the home fire.
Wow.
We see people every day in our office, sometimes two and three times a day, who have been victims of home fires. But we also have to consider things like tornadoes,
mm-hmm,
the devastating tornadoes we just saw in Nebraska.
Yes, yes.
You know, those folks said, it'll never happen to us. They had a saying that was, as a matter of fact, one woman who was interviewed said, I never thought it would happen to me. And they believed that they would never see a tornado because they were too close to the Elkhorn River, which runs right in their area.
Right.
Well, they were unfortunately dead wrong, literally. Mm-hmm. Two people died.
Yeah.
Three-fourths of the town of 350 people is gone now.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really have to think, this could happen here.
Mm-hmm. There was an article just this morning about that, and where they were saying, and so many of us say it all too often, this happens to other people, this happens in other states. Of course, we know hurricanes happen here, but the fact of the matter is it can happen to anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Absolutely. And you know, I don't want to toot our own horn here, but I will for a second.
toot, toot.
If a tornado was to rip through here, mm-hmm, through the city of Alexandria tomorrow, or today for that matter, and devastate a good portion of our city, as soon as the officials said it was safe to come in, the American Red Cross would be here.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't ask how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't ask any questions. Are you eligible or anything? You get help. You need food, you get food. You need supplies to clean up. You get that. You
right.
need a place to stay, a shelter. We'll open a shelter so you have a place to stay. And so what would we do without the American Red Cross?
Absolutely.
And I mean, think about that for a second. Nationwide, what would we do without the American Red Cross? Any emergency that you can think of, wildfires, floods, mudslides, hazardous material emergencies, mm-hmm, hurricanes,
Getting our soldiers home.
Exactly. Getting our soldiers home. Communicating with, mm-hmm, soldiers, mm-hmm, whether it's good news or bad news,
right,
the American Red Cross is involved in. What we're talking about this morning, though, is a program that we have called Get a Kit, Make a Plan, Be Informed. And we want folks in churches and in businesses to know that the Red Cross is not just about, you know, giving out supplies, and it's certainly not just about asking for money. We're also about teaching people how to prepare.
Can a Nobel Peace
and Get a Kit, Make a Plan, Be Informed does exactly that. It teaches people how to put together an emergency preparedness kit,
mm-hmm,
how to create an evacuation plan, whether that's for your house or for your neighborhood. And it makes you aware of the resources of how to keep you informed in the threat of an emergency. And again, like I said, most people will never think that it's going to happen to them.
Right.
But we have to always be prepared. We're prepared as the Red Cross, and you have to be prepared as an individual.
So let's rewind a little bit and talk about the emergency kit, because a lot of people are saying, okay, what should be included in my family's emergency kit?
Okay, first and foremost, you need water. You need a, mm-hmm, gallon a day per person for 3 days.
A gallon a day per person
for 3 days. At least 3 days, a 3-day supply. It's really thought that in the case of an emergency, let's say there would be a tornado and your house was not destroyed and you're able to still live in your house, or if there's an emergency where you have to shelter in place, mm-hmm. maybe you're inside your home, there's been a hazardous material leak, you can't leave your home, you know, the neighborhood is closed off, you have to shelter in place. Well, you need to have at least a 3-day supply of
okay.
water. The same thing goes for food. In this case, make sure it's non-perishable food.
Okay.
I'm from southern Louisiana. So when a hurricane was coming, we went to buy three things: water, bread, uh-huh. potted meat, or Vienna sausage. Uh-huh. That was the non-perishable food that my mother knew of.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she knew that anything else that came in a can was non-perishable, except for potted meat and Vienna
right.
sausage. But you need to have non-perishable foods. If mm-hmm. you get food in cans, make sure you have a manual can opener.
Right.
You need to have a flashlight mm-hmm. with extra batteries. You need to have a radio. It's great to have a NOAA weather radio
mm-hmm.
So that you can always know what the alerts are that
mm-hmm.
are coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to have, if you are preparing for a hurricane, let's say, and you're going to have to evacuate, you need at least 7 days worth of your medication.
Okay.
And don't wait until the last minute to get that. You know, pharmacies will help you. When you see a storm coming this way, they will help you get an extra supply of your medications
okay, great.
In the event that you're going to be away from home.
Mm-hmm.
First aid kit is a necessity. Making sure that you have your important documents, your insurance papers, your something that ties you to that home, maybe
mm-hmm.
a utility bill,
mm-hmm.
or you know, if you have the title to your home, the deed to your home.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those sorts of things. It's great to have a camera so that you can take pictures of the damage,
mm.
your insurance papers, all of those things. And there are many more things that go into a really good kit to be prepared for a disaster.
Right.
And understand, this can be for a fire, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you have it in the trunk of your car, your house catches on fire, you have everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing is that you make a plan. You figure out what the plan is. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're in your home and you're in the back of the back of your home in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And your son David is in the front of the home.
Okay.
And the fire breaks out in the middle part of your home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
So what's going to happen? Where are you going to go? You know, is David Sr. going to go one place, and David Jr. going to go one place,
mm-hmm.
and you go another place, and now you don't know when the firemen come, is my son still in the house? Is my
right.
husband still in the house?
Right.
You know, you need to have an evacuation plan. Where are we going to meet? We're going to meet at the big tree
mm-hmm.
in front of the neighbor's house, mm-hmm. three doors down.
Right.
Or what happens if you can't go back to your neighborhood, and you have to be evacuated from your neighborhood? Where are we going to meet?
Right.
We're going to meet at Aunt Sally's house across town.
Mm-hmm. And we saw that never in on such a big scale when Katrina hit New Orleans. So many people lost each other.
Absolutely.
Because there was no plan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People ended up in Houston.
Yeah.
And their relatives were in some other city.
Yeah.
And they had no way to communicate.
Right.
That's one of the great things in our I'll give you a little extra bonus information here. We have great, at the Red Cross, we have great apps. Everybody is tech savvy now.
Mm-hmm.
We have great apps for your smartphone. You can get them either in the iTunes store or at Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
We have apps for hurricane preparedness, for tornadoes, for brush fires, for earthquake, for first aid, for pet first aid.
Mm-hmm.
They're all free with the exception of the pet first aid, I think costs 99 cents.
Sure.
But if you go to that hurricane app, it's going to tell you what are the things that you need to do prior to a hurricane arriving. What are the things that you need to get prepared? If it'll give you a checkoff list for emergency preparedness kit. It'll tell you what to do after the storm. So it's an excellent resource
mm-hmm.
to be able to use to prepare for a storm, to use during a storm, and to use after a storm. One of the great features is something called I'm Safe.
Mm.
It's a simple text
mm-hmm.
message that you can send
wow.
out to people that just says, I'm safe.
That's great.
That works for tornadoes. That works for hurricanes.
Uh-huh.
It works on a lot of our different apps. The tornado app, for example, you can set it to give you an alert. And your cell phone the strobe on your cell phone that you normally use to take pictures for Instagram will go off and flash and let you know there's a notice, there's a warning, there's a tornado headed this way, you know. So it can actually be, your smartphone can become a useful tool by downloading these apps.
Great. Now, I know that you want to share with the community, David, and the Red Cross does, that you're really reaching out to churches and businesses at this time.
Absolutely. We are more than happy to come out and to talk to businesses who want to prepare their employees or educate their employees how to be prepared. And it is worth it to any business owner, because when a hurricane comes, you want to make sure that your most precious commodity, which is not the building, not the inventory, your most precious commodity are your employees.
Right.
And you want to make sure those folks are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way to do that is to help them to prepare and be prepared for whatever emergency may come their way. Same thing about churches. I mean, everybody loves the fellow members of their congregations.
Right.
We had a church come to us and said, can you come to our meeting on Wednesday night?
Wow.
Because we would like to talk about emergency preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we bring out materials that they can take with them about the apps and about different pieces of information that we have for them.
Right. And so for those people, those businesses and those churches who want to bring the Red Cross in to really give them that information about how to keep employees safe, how to be safe during this time, and churches as well, what do they need to do?
All they need to do is call us at the Red Cross.
Okay.
442-6621.
Okay.
That extends as well to businesses who want to be prepared, for example, for cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
If they want us to come out and teach hands-only CPR to their folks. We had a business the other day said, you know what? He was kind of selfish and he laughed when he said it, but he said, I have a heart condition. I want to make sure that these guys know how to save me in case something happens.
Absolutely.
And so he asked us to come in and actually train his staff on hands-only CPR. Doesn't take a long time. It takes about 20 minutes. We bring some mannequins in. We have an instructor come in. It's really simple. It's easy to learn, and it doesn't take much time to do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, earlier we were talking about all of the great things that the Red Cross does and how they're there for people in fires. They're there for people in natural disasters, or what is quoted as natural disasters, that the Red Cross is there. And people just think that there is sort of an endless supply, and maybe don't even think about how the Red Cross funds all of the things that they do in communities around the world. But it does take money to do that.
Well, it does. And, you know, people think erroneously that we're a governmental agency. We're not.
Mm-hmm.
We're a nonprofit organization. All of our resources come from the generosity of donors. And that's not only of money, that's of time. You know, here at the Red Cross office in Alexandria, and we cover eight parishes, eight different parishes, you might think, well, there's a staff of 20 people. There's not. There's a staff of four. And you may also think, you know, I've driven by down Bolton Avenue.
That's a nice-looking building.
I've seen that building. Uh-huh. They got a really nice-looking building. I bet you David's got a nice-looking office. Well, I'll be honest with you. Yes, I do.
Uh-huh.
But guess what? That was paid for by donors.
Right, by the largesse of people.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That building was completely donated. It was a condemned building, repurposed, completely donated. So we always rely on the generosity of our donors. And, you know, we've talked business so far. Let's talk about some fun, because we're winding down Wednesday. We're getting towards the end of the week. We're looking for what are we going to do this weekend to have fun. We're almost to the weekend on Thursday, tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
We have a great event that's going on tomorrow. It's the American Red Cross Day at Saki Sushi. If you're not familiar with Saki Sushi is a great Japanese, Asian fusion restaurant. It's located at 2159 North Mall Drive in Alexandria. That's right around the Alexandria Mall, right around the Walmart area and where Wendy's is right there.
Mm-hmm.
The owner, Miss Irene, she has done a wonderful thing. She has said, anybody who comes in on that day, whatever profits I make on Thursday, tomorrow, I'm going to give 50% of it to the Red Cross.
Wow.
50%. That's an enormously generous
gift. That's huge.
And, you know, I'll be honest with you. Some people, they want something for their money mm-hmm. when they give.
Right.
Some people give just because they want to give,
mm-hmm.
okay, and they feel that in their heart. Other people give, well, I'm going to give something, but I kind of want something back.
Right.
I'm going to give. Hey, this is a way to get something back.
Mm-hmm.
You go and buy a great meal.
Mm-hmm.
You have a fantastic atmosphere, and the owner does the work for you.
Absolutely.
She's going to give up 50% of what she would make that comes to the Red Cross.
And so that really brings me to all of those people who eat out every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
go to lunch every single day. If you want to find a way that you can give back just by doing what you do ordinarily, and that's going to lunch, then you can go have your lunch or your dinner at Saki Sushi on tomorrow, and 50% of everything that is earned that day will go to the Red Cross.
Correct. And they're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., so you have a lot of time
mm-hmm.
to get into Saki Sushi. And it's not just sushi,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Miss Irene, but I'm not a big sushi fan,
uh-huh.
okay? I don't know about David.
We love it.
Okay. Are you,
uh-huh.
hey, y'all like fish, so y'all probably eat it raw, you know, cooked, however way you can get it with all the fish
and
that
believe
David
it,
does.
And believe it or not, young Deuce Christmas loves sushi.
You know,
he's the most fickle kid on the planet.
I'm sorry.
Really
mine
loves.
Has to be fried, cooked, or something. You know, I'm a Cajun boy, so we never ate raw fish. We didn't even have a sushi restaurant in Thibodeau. I didn't know what sushi was until I left the Deep South. You know, you don't eat catfish balls raw. Okay?
Well,
so,
of course.
In any event, they have more than sushi there. They have tempura. They have great salads. They have great noodle dishes.
Uh-huh.
So don't be intimidated by the fact that it's sushi is mm-hmm. in the name and mm-hmm. that's all they serve. That's not all they serve. And by the way, if you do partake of the alcoholic beverage
uh-huh.
every once in a while, they do serve sake,
huh.
rice wine.
Uh-huh.
It's very good.
Wow.
I have partaked of that, not of the
you,
sushi.
You have
okay?
partaken of
right, exactly. So I've partaken of half of the name,
uh-huh.
not the sushi part, but the sake part, okay? But in any event, it's going to be a great event tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. We're actually taking our office to lunch
oh.
at Saki Sushi tomorrow.
Oh, now that's a great idea. Business people can take their office to lunch.
Exactly. Take your office to lunch tomorrow
mm-hmm.
at Saki Sushi, and it goes to a great cause.
Oh, that's great.
And then we're winding down to the weekend. We have something called Battle of the Bats.
Battle of the Bats.
Battle of the Bats. Mm-hmm. Battle of the Bats is a charity softball tournament. And let me tell you, this has a great story behind it. We have a fire client, and that fire client came to us. She and her husband and their four children were burned out of their home.
Wow.
They came to us for assistance. We gave them, they didn't need shelter. They had some place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
We gave them the resources to buy clothes and to buy food, help them get back up on their feet. Once they were back up on their feet and they have a new sense of normalcy, because
mm-hmm.
they'll never go back to the same
sure.
life that they have, but their new normal
mm-hmm.
life, she came back and said, I want to give back.
Wow.
And the way that I can give back is I organize softball tournaments. Do you mind if I organize one for you guys? And
heck
we said,
yeah.
no problem. Come right on in,
uh-huh.
you know. And so Battle of the Bats, that's where that came from. Battle of the Bats.
That's
it's
great.
A charity softball tournament. It's going on this weekend
mm-hmm.
At the Wardville Softball Complex in Pineville.
Okay.
That's Saturday, June 21st. It starts at 9 a.m. And you may think, oh, it's too late. I can't register a team. Not so.
Uh-huh.
We are taking registration for teams up until Friday at 5 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Teams, whether it's a church team or a business team, or if you just want to put your friends together, it's $150 entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
All of the proceeds from concessions, from entry fees, from T-shirt sales, from admission at the gate, all of the proceeds go to the American Red
oh.
Cross. It's $3 admission to get in, to come and check it out.
Right.
If you're 10 or under, you get a break. We're not going to charge you. You can come in for free.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a great time on Saturday. We're really looking forward to it. We have 10 teams that are already scheduled to play. We can take up to 25 teams.
Wow.
So we're definitely in the business of, if people want to play, come on out.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're always talking about how to create new givers, how to bring up new givers, and this is a way, and these are very small ways that you, if you're looking for a way to give back, you can either take yourself or take a team. For, you know, a lot of times at workplaces, people go out in groups to lunch. Saki Sushi is a great opportunity. They're giving 50% of everything that they earn that day to the Red Cross. And Battle of the Bats, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you can put a team together. Everything that the Red Cross does, it costs money. It is a nonprofit organization, and they're always helping. But you know what? They always need help so that they can continue to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? You make a very good point. We need to bring up another generation mm-hmm. of givers.
Well, we're going to keep talking about it because we know that they're out there, mm-hmm. and we know that we just have to keep telling people, and eventually people are going to say, you know what, I'm tired of taking, or I'm tired of standing on the sidelines watching others give. I'm going to give myself rich. The word tells us that the more we give, the more we receive. We're going to give with expectation, and we're going to raise up a new generation of givers. We absolutely declare it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a great way to teach your kids.
Absolutely.
Of a teaching a new generation.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your kids out to Sake Sushi. You know,
absolutely.
Have dinner with your kids.
Or bring them to
Battle of the Bats.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know this is where our admission money, or this is where our money for dinner is going.
Absolutely.
To help people. And really, it's to help people that they have never seen
mm-hmm.
and will never see. But remember, we started talking about an emergency could happen anywhere.
To anybody.
So this money could eventually help your neighbor,
mm-hmm.
quite frankly,
mm-hmm.
or help you if an emergency strikes in our area.
Absolutely. David Melanson, the Louisiana Red Cross, it's an organization that is constantly giving back. The American Red Cross being the change that they want to see, not only in our community, but in our world. David Melanson, thank you so much for all of the hard work that you do.
Thank you so much. Thanks for what you guys do. It is always a pleasure to be here.
Touche. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:21 local time, 9:21 Eastern. We're back right after this. Just as a reminder, remember Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. If you are still teetering and trying to purchase your first home, what are you waiting for? You need to contact the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage. Or if you're wanting to refinance, they can help. Or just invest, the number to phone, 318-561-8020. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team in Bunkie can be reached 318-346-2540. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can contact Attorney Chris Roy Jr. at 318-487-9537. Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It is a community clinic reaching out to the entire community. They've got urgent care, physician's appointments. All you've got to do is either walk in or phone 318-448-6800, and they're on point to help you. They're at 3351 Masonic Drive, right here in Alexandria. We're back, everybody, right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Memory is a powerful tool, and each man's memory is his private literature. As we grow older, and I've learned as I've gotten older, you know, 74 is a wonderful age. It means I have the capacity to recall things that have been planted for 70 years in memory. Sure way to remember something is try to forget it. Just try to forget some bad event, some situation, and I promise you, it will stay with you. God has given us memory that we might have roses in December. Close your eyes, meditate, think about the things that you saw, experienced, and watch how beautiful life can become. Another thing about memory is it tempers prosperity, it mitigates adversity, controls youth, and delight old age. If you want to hear some stories, you talk to those old people like me, and we can tell you things. We can tell you some things. And even though in memory, the fish get larger as we tell the story. It might have been 2 pounds when we caught him, but the more we memorize, the more the fish grow. I laugh about it to see things happen. So be careful what you plant in your memory, because it will always multiply and grow. Those things that we forget were not worth remembering anyway. Isn't that interesting? The mind, to me, this is a thought of Joe Green. The mind has the capacity, like a hard drive on the computer. It will store things in a file. And sometimes the reason we don't remember it, we forget what we filed it under. But if a situation come that opens the file, it is as fresh today as it was yesterday. So be careful how you treat people, and those things you say you forgot about mistreating people, they remember what you did, when you did it, where you did it, how it affected them. And so every opportunity to apologize for something you did wrong, don't say you forgot it. Be kind enough to do it. Now, the true test of that is those people who owe you money and say they forgot. Well, it's in the memory bank. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Put your hands in the air if you go high.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m., the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food, fellowship, and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival. If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up.
If you go hard. Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bigger Show, 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's Wednesday. We're winding down the week. If you're still on your way, it's 8:37 local time, 9:37 Eastern time. And this morning, I kind of wanted to share some things that I had read with you guys, some things that, you know, DC and I have been meditating on because, you know, I get a sense in the spirit realm that people are in various different places and everybody's trying to figure out this thing called life, trying to figure out this stillness that sometimes we all have to feel and be comfortable with or uncomfortable with, but we just have to be still regardless to how you feel. Well, you know, I'm an avid reader and I love, love, love reading blogs and reading various different articles. And so this article came to my attention. The author is, her name is Mo Septim. She's the founder and owner of brandmentalist.com. And she writes about happiness. She writes about self-improvement. She writes about entrepreneurship. And this particular article, it's from the Huffington Post. She wrote about rules to follow to live a better life. And, you know, DC and I were talking about, not in terms of rules, but just in terms of life and where you are. And DC said something so powerful and so profound. He said, you know, all of our lives we've tried to find and create that thing called balance. Because see, we've been on the roller coaster where it's, you know, you go up way high, then you drop down way low. We've all, if we've not been on a roller coaster, we've seen one and we understand the metaphor of being way, way high or way, way too low. And so in our lives, we have tried to create this thing called balance. Now, are we always balanced? Absolutely not. But now, as we've grown and we've gained some wisdom, we understand when our balance is starting to teeter and when we need to bring our lives and ourselves back into alignment with God and the universe. And so I thought that this article was really, really a wonderful article for all of us to just partake in and see kind of where you are on the pendulum. And one of the things that she talked about was following your heart. And it's just entitled simply Rules to Live By, Following Your Heart. And this is what Steve Jobs said. This is what she wrote in the article. She says, "Your time, my time, is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life." And when I read that, DC, it took me back to what Bishop Jake said. He said, "Don't be a cheap copy of a great original." That resonates in my mind, in my spirit. Don't be a cheap copy of a great original. You are an original. You don't have to be someone else. And she says, don't waste your time. Steve Jobs says, don't waste your time living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is really living with the results of what others are thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And yesterday we were talking about that. We were talking about meditation. Everybody now, all of the great thought leaders and people who have gone on to have just huge successes in their lives, in their businesses, they understand now that you have to stop and you have to find that place of peace. And many do it through this new thing called meditation. Now, for many, meditation is not new because a lot of people just call that prayer. Good old-fashioned stopping, listening to what God and the universe is saying, and praying. A lot of people just call it meditation. They just call it being present in the moment, being in your body, allowing all of those voices that come in to cloud your mind, come in with so many different oppositions and so many different things. And yesterday as we left the microphone, as we just really, really basked in what Karen was talking about in terms of meditation and intuitiveness and knowing within your spirit those things that you know, DC said to me, you know, the word tells us, because there are so many voices, that God's people hear his voice. And the voice of a stranger, those strange voices that are telling you to do all these crazy things, is not the voice of God. And so when you stop at whatever part of your day, it might be your morning. Your morning might be that time where you just get in tune with God and the universe. And I'm telling you, Bishop Jakes talked about in his book, Instinct, he talked about being in sync. When you get out of synchronization with God and the universe, it throws off every other aspect of your life because you're out of sync. That means everything is not moving in the perfection in which God created it and in the perfection in which it should move. And he says, Steve Jobs says, or wrote, that somehow you already knew what you truly want to become. And so everything else is secondary. But it starts with listening to your heart. It starts with knowing what you know. And then another great speaker, great writer said, if you don't build your dreams, someone will hire you to help build theirs. Tony Gaskin said that. Really, really powerful. If you don't build your dreams, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be working for somebody else, and you're going to be helping them to build theirs. Now, that brings me to the next part of DC and I's conversation, where what we came to understand is that you cannot be covetous of another. You cannot always want what others have. And sometimes people have gotten so deeply entrenched in covetousness and don't even know it, that you feel like instinctively, you feel like your instincts have, this is why you got to be in tune with your instincts. You've got good instincts. And then she said, Karen said, you have those instincts that are egoic, that are your ego. And you got to be mindful about those egoic instincts that are crazy. So you feel like the only way that you can be successful is to put someone else down or someone else to be down. That's the only way that you can really attain and achieve true success. Well, that's absolutely foolhardy that you feel, and we would never, nobody would ever really truly admit this to themselves, that you really would like to see someone else's candle blown out for yours seemingly to shine brighter. And I'm going to tell you what, that's why every single morning we reach out to every single one who will receive the reach, the touch. And we say to you, if you're doing something that you feel is great, if you are living your dream or you're trying to live your dream, we'd love to connect with you. We would love to share that. We would love to do that. You see, because we understand that we have to help lights to shine, not blow them out. And I'm going to tell you, I've been on this journey, and maybe that's what this morning is about. It's about self-reflection, self-truth, and I live in it every single day. I try to live in it every single day. Am I perfect? No, not. But about being honest with myself. See, you can deceive yourself if you're not careful, and you can believe things about yourself that are really not true. But when you start to do the work on self, and that's really when true success starts. It starts with you and me being able to find out who we really are. If you've been rotten, if you have blown others' candles out so that you thought that yours would shine brightly, you know, finding those parts of yourself, it's like DC and I were talking and he said, you know, it's like an apple. You can get an apple and the apple could be rotten, but the whole apple might not be filled with rot, and you can cut that part that is not good out and you can salvage that apple. Well, the only way that we salvage ourselves is to begin to, first of all, embrace that this is what I was, this is what I did, but begin to eradicate that, begin to move that out so that you can get on the journey to the next thing. And it starts with truth, and nobody really wants to face that truth about those things, those parts of themselves that are maybe not good. And then the next thing that was written says, when you start following your heart, doing things that match your personality traits, your strengths, and your interests, you'll be surprised at how much life surprises you with exciting opportunities. But it's about following your heart. It's about knowing who you are and what you're created to do, not what your friend is doing or not what your neighbor is doing or not what your coworker is doing, but what you are supposed to be doing. And then the next rule she gives is don't waste time with regrets. And this is what the Dalai Lama wrote about regrets. He says, remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck. And that takes me back to what Reverend Joe Green said. A blessing out of season can sometimes be a burden. And most times it is. And I believe that God is using that word, that metaphor, even the fruit as a metaphor, to show us that when you get it out of season, now I told you guys, I love, love, love watermelon. And so DC has been on this mission to find a watermelon for me and for us. But I mean, I think I love him and my family more than anybody. But he's been on this mission to find me a watermelon that is sweet, that is not mushy, and that's just good. So I called one of the farmers in our area that sells produce, that they've got these big, huge gardens, and they sell fresh. fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and we get our fresh fruits and fresh vegetables from the pools right around the bayou from our house. So I called up Mr. Poole about 2 weeks ago now, and I said, Mr. Poole, do you guys have okra yet? He said, no, the okra, it's not ready yet. It's a little bit late. I said, okay, when's it going to be ready? So he told me, so it's probably just about getting ready. And then I asked him, I said, well, do you guys have any watermelons yet? He said, no, it's going to be, about 10, 13 more days on that. They're not ready yet. He said, well, you know, winter went long. And so it delayed everything. Everything is kind of pushed back. And so we're still waiting for everything to make as it should. Well, the point is that any time you get anything that is out of season, it might be okay, but it is not as tasty. It is not as rich. It's not as good as it would be if we just let the okra stay on the vine for the time that it needs. And we've gone out to his watermelon patches, and they're on vines as well. If we let the watermelon stay on the vine in the field until it's time. And so many of us live our lives regretful. But really what we don't understand, and we were having this conversation with Willie on yesterday, Pastor Willie Price, and he was saying that even when you miss a thing, God has a way of bringing it back. But it's got to be in the right time. And then the author goes on to say, and this is what Marilyn Monroe wrote some years ago, I believe that everything happens for a reason. People change so that you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so that you can appreciate them when they're right. You believe when they're right. And then she says, you believe the lies, so eventually you learn to trust the truth. So we have to learn to trust ourselves. And some things, sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together. And so this morning, really what we wanted to do was to encourage those people that are in various different places in their lives and on this journey. And you know, possibility is a word that I love, 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 because God has taught us to see possibility in the most minute situations, in the most minute things. And so when you just trust that sometimes things fall apart so that things can fall together, it's all about trusting the process. And you have to learn even to trust the process. So it is an everyday journey. And so if you're starting your morning and you're like we all are, we're in the middle of the week and you're trying to figure it out, sometimes in order to gain control, we have to relinquish control. And so if you're one of those control freaks or recovering control freaks like I'm trying to be, you might want to just, before you get out of your car, before you get your day started, sitting at your table, wherever you are, this is what I do. I just say, God, just really simple, I relinquish control today. I understand that I am not in control and that your plan is much bigger, much better, and much greater than mine. Order my steps and help me every time I think I want to take back control, to relinquish it. Just those real simple things that you can say to yourself. You know, it doesn't have to be this big sort of elaborate prayer. I just say to God what I want to say, and I just say, help me. Help me to stay out of your way so that you can do the work that you want to do within us. You know, conquering yourself is probably the hardest thing to do. Solo Productions. I'm going to tell you what, if you're having a family reunion, if you're having a great event, Solo Productions is where memories start. Fun-filled memories, they begin at Solo Productions. Capture the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement. One smile or 10 smiles at a time at Solo Production. You can go to their website at www.solophotoproductions, or you can phone 318-581-9106 or 1-888-511-SOLO. I tell you what, it's a great morning. You're on point. This is the official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Put your hands in the air if you go high.
On June 28th, the village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food, fellowship, and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air. Throw them up. If you go hard.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine? I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com.